Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2349, Why It's Okay to Hate Exercise and What's Not Okay, by Leah Genders of leahgendersfitness.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your host and narrator. Hey there, happy Saturday. I hope your weekend is off to a great start, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, or OHD, where I act as your narrator of popular health and fitness blogs and provide my commentary at the end. And we have a bunch of shows where we cover a bunch of different topics. Just search for Optimal Living Daily in your podcast app to find all of them. But for now, let's get right to it and start optimizing your life. Why It's Okay to Hate Exercise and What's Not Okay, by Leah Genders of leahgendersfitness.com. I love to work out, truly. Running is my sanctuary, my meditation, and my alone time. Weightlifting and even bodyweight exercises make me feel strong and confident. Exercise can feel hard and sometimes it sucks, but I love it for exactly what it is. It pushes me outside my comfort zone. It forces me to grow. It builds mental and physical strength and makes me a better person. I wasn't always this way. When I was 15, I worked at Dairy Queen. It was an awesome job for teenage me because I could eat all the ice cream I wanted back when my metabolism could handle eating all the ice cream I wanted. The owner of the Dairy Queen is a family friend and my friend on Facebook. A couple years ago, when I was taking my RRCA Run Coaching Certification course, she commented, "I'm getting tired just reading about how much you run. I still can't believe this is the same Leah who worried she would break a sweat cleaning the Blizzard machine." Yeah, sometimes I can't believe it either. I hated exercise. In my defense, though, cleaning the Blizzard machine sucked. I never worked out back in those days or in the decade and a half that followed. My parents made me play softball, and it was my own personal I played tennis in high school, and while I was never mistaken for being athletic, I excelled at playing singles. What can I say? Solo sports are my jam, and I don't know why I'm using slang from the 90s. I didn't figure out that I loved running and other exercise, at least until my 30s. I think they call it AORS, or adult onset running syndrome. I never liked exercise, so when people tell me, the trainer and running coach, that they hate to exercise, trust me when I say that I understand. I get it. I was there too. I could waste my breath trying to convince non-exercisers that exercising is amazing. I can try to convert the non-believers, but nothing I say will change their minds until they experience that breakthrough for themselves. I can't tell people how to feel and what to enjoy. I can make suggestions and offer new experiences to try. I can and do encourage people to get out of their comfort zones and try new things. How do you know if you love or hate something until you've tried it for a while? I'm here to tell you that it is totally okay to hate exercise. Really, traditional exercise is not for everyone. I do want everyone to see it my way, that exercise is the secret to happiness. But we're all different, with different lifestyles and perspectives. You know what's not okay? A sedentary lifestyle. You don't have to adopt a traditional exercise routine. You just need to start to move your body to get your heart rate up in a way that fits into your lifestyle. To be fair, exercise is a broad term. If you think exercise means lifting weights in the gym or running a marathon, and neither of those things appeal to you, then you might tell yourself you hate exercise. You're allowed to hate exercise, but you still must move your body. Maybe you like dancing, or Zumba, or bike riding, or rock climbing, or walking, or hiking, or swimming, or pogo sticks, or trampolines. It's about opening up your mind to new ways to move. Some people play sports. I hate team sports, and that's okay too. I wear a Fitbit. I work to get 10,000 steps a day every day that I'm physically able, which is most days unless I'm sick or hurt. When I hurt my shoulder and the doctor told me to back off from running and lifting weights to allow my shoulder to heal, my exercise routine took a big hit, but I never stopped moving. I easily maintained my weight without traditional exercise by paying extra attention to my nutrition and taking daily walks. That was it. I challenge you to change the way you frame exercise in your mind. Instead of, I hate exercise, think about seeking a new way to move your body that you love or at least can tolerate. Most people won't stick to something they hate for long enough time to make a health impact. Move your body. Love your body. Find that connection and just move. Define exercise in a way that appeals to you, and you will never hate exercise again. It's okay to hate exercise. It's not okay to not move. You just listened to the post titled, Why It's Okay to Hate Exercise and What's Not Okay, by Leah Genders of leahgendersfitness.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/health. Just go to indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. I loved Leah's statement when she said, you're allowed to hate exercise, but you must still move your body. Remember the blue zones? Those are the areas around the world that have a higher percentage of those that live longer, healthier, and happier lives. Well, when these people were studied, it was found that they all follow similar patterns of behavior. They, of course, eat nutritious foods, but another behavior was, you guessed it, staying active. What was interesting about these populations was that they weren't necessarily gym rats. Instead, they tended to just move more throughout the day. They walked to the store. They walked up and down stairs and up and down hills. They walked to their friends' and family's houses. They just moved their bodies. The word exercise means that we're moving the body with the intention of improving our fitness. But movement doesn't have to be about improving fitness. It can just be about moving our bodies more, because that may be one of the keys to a happier and healthier life. All right, that'll do it for today. I hope you're having a great weekend if you're listening in real time. And of course, I will see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.